Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. And on today's broadcast with us is our brother and friend and fellow proclaimer of God's grace in Jesus Christ, John Lynch of True Face. John, welcome back to Basic Gospel. It's great to have you.
Oh, Bob, thank you. It's always something I look so forward to when I get to be on with you guys.
Us too.
Since the first time we met you, yeah.
Well, John, yeah, the feeling is mutual. We just love having you with us, and gosh, wish we could do this more often. I just love talking about the grace of God and Jesus and what a relationship with Him is all about with you. I just love your authenticity, your warmth. So, man, just bring that. Just start talking.
Yeah.
Just start letting our listeners know.
Try to be
what
warm, John.
Yeah, what that's all about.
You know, what's interesting is to the degree somebody gives you that permission is the degree you get to be vulnerable and authentic. You not every place and everyone wants that and is able to receive it. So from the first time I met you, that was the spendable currency was, no, we know who we are in Christ, so we get to live this out and be absolutely free and let nobody take you captive into anything that would rob that freedom, except use that freedom for love. And so that's what you guys have shown me from the first time. Bob, I think you called me one time.
Just I did.
We had mutual friends, and you just called me. And so it's been a great friendship, and we've gotten to speak at conferences together and do all sorts of stuff. So it's been a real true delight to know both you guys.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. And I did reach out one day, just had heard a lot about you and about your book, The Cure, and the ministry True Face. And I thought, hey, I just want to get to know those guys. I don't want anything from them. I just want to know them. They seem like great guys to be friends with, to hang out with. And so that's been the case. And really appreciate you, appreciate our friendship, and just the fact that we can talk, just share. Just share what life is all about. Now, John, you've been in ministry for a long time. You've traveled extensively. Yep. You've spoken to group after group after group, and you've spoken to unbelievers, to believers. Tell us what, you know, if you had a one-on-one conversation with a believer and you had an opportunity to share one thing with that person, what would you try to tell them? What would you want them to walk away from that conversation with?
Wow. Gosh.
You've got 20 minutes, so.
Yes, that's right. And honestly, I think so many of us carry around shame to such a degree that it devastates us. It robs our joy. It breaks our heart. And to believe that we didn't just get a ticket to heaven when we became believers, but indeed, my shame story was crucified at the cross, and nobody believes it now. In heaven, there's that story, that shame that says you're not enough, you've never been enough, there's something irreparably wrong with you. That was replaced with a brand new shame-free identity that says you are beloved and known, and I saw you before the world began, and I wanted you to be on this planet, and I delight in the real you, the one who is you right now, not the someday you, but the one that is messing up and failing and still has problems and has not fully matured yet, because I have made you by my indwelling of you actually righteous, actually holy. So I think if we could get that simple truth, it would free our hearts to where we wouldn't have these hidden places. We wouldn't have hidden relationships with our spouses and with our kids, and our kids would know I can be known by my parents. And we would get to enjoy Jesus and let not just try to love him, but let him love us That was his deep desire in having his son come to earth, is that, oh, I'm going to get to love these precious ones that I created. So if I could spend the time with that person, absolutely hoping to convince their hearts of what they've wanted to believe was true, but maybe were afraid to, because maybe they'd gotten some bad religion along the way. Maybe they'd gotten some bad teaching, or maybe they did it to themselves of believing God can't be okay with me. There has to be some payment for it. And I've got to keep making amends. I've got to keep beating myself up. I've got to keep apologizing. I've got to keep. And he says, yeah, it does take payment. And I already did it. Once and for all, kid, you are beloved. So if I could get that message across, I think it would free every area of a person's life if they believed it.
Well, John, I agree 100%. Yeah. It would free a person in every area of their life. And it really gets down to the simple message that we all learned as kids, that Jesus loves us. This we know, for the Bible tells us so. I mean, what we're talking about is helping people get connected to the love of Jesus Christ, so that fear and that shame and that guilt can just melt away into this beautiful freedom that we have in Jesus. But you know, our culture today has twisted and perverted the definition of love in such a way. It's almost like that word is meaningless, or has lost its zing, its power, its real charm. And how do we restore that word? How do we get people to really understand that when we're talking about the love of God, we're not talking about an ushy-gushy feeling that he has in his heart toward us, but there's real verb and energy and power in that very word that we know of as love.
Well, it's so important that we make sure that we teach love as an action. There's no place in the New Testament where God talks about love where it isn't him doing something. And so he says, for God so loved the world that he gave. And so he is giving a gift every single time. He's doing something. Love is the doing something. It's not just a feeling or oh, I feel the love. If you don't trust the love of God, you will not experience the love of God, because that's the crazy part. He says, because he first loved us, that's why we get to love him. But I will not experience it if I don't trust it. And that's why I love in this First John passage that you guys are going through, this is the love of God. It was manifested in us that God has sent his only begotten son into the world so that we might live through him. And I think a lot of us go, wait, I can't trust him because he didn't do what I thought he was going to do. And if I could possibly believe that bedrock, that first place, first of all, he's already proven it. He's already proven, I cannot be any more crazy about you, insert your name, because I came as if you were the only person on this planet. I came for you if you were the only person on this planet. I love you uniquely and particularly. And so now, if that's true, if he loves me more than any creature can possibly love me, no human being, all the love of mankind put together can't love me like that, well, then why wouldn't I let him? But I have to be convinced that he's never playing me, he's never working me, he's never taking advantage of me, and that even the bad things that are happening to me, he is working magic in that. Romans 8:28, for God, that there's nothing that happens that he doesn't work together for good. Not all things are good, but he works it for good. So if I can believe that the God who adores me is working every second. I love that verse in 2 Corinthians 4:16 that says, we don't lose hope, because even though we're decaying, and I look at my forearms and I go, yep, I am decaying. Muscle mass is going away. We don't lose hope.
That's right.
Absolutely. But we don't lose hope because he's renewing us every single moment with what he did for us the moment we trusted him. And so every single day, Bob, that's why we have to, as friends, keep speaking affirmation to each other, because it changes all the time. Bob, you're a different man than when I first met you. And there's different richness and life in you because Jesus Christ has actively loved you in showing. It's like turning over nutrient-rich soil and getting it light and oxygen so it can even come to life more. That's what he does. That's his love, is actively doing that all the time. So if I can convince people that, like you say, it's not just a warm, ushy-gushy feeling that, wait, I'm not feeling that love. You are experiencing that love every moment. Every moment you are becoming more mature in Christ, whether you like it or not, whether it's in the middle of the night or not, he's nonstop doing that. And I go, why would I not trust that love? Oh, man.
Yeah, that's powerful. And really, trusting in the love of God is our way of showing God the Father we're loving him back. I mean, faith in God really is our love for him.
Amen.
Well, John, we're going to take a little break. Bob Davis has some important information, and then we'll be right back.
The other voice you're hearing on Basic Gospel today is John Lynch of True Face, and he's joining Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and me. And friends, thank you for joining us. A quick note here. I want to urge you to take a serious look at the information and prayerfully consider joining Basic Gospel on the Experience of a Lifetime and the Holy Land coming up next year in May and June of next year. Again, all the information is online at basicgospel.net. Just click the Israel 2019 banner at the top of the home page, and that will get you all the information. But we have extended the deadline to December 20th, so now is the time to get registered and be a part of something very, very special coming up in May, June of 2019. I also want to mention quickly that beginning today through Friday, December 15th, you'll automatically receive a 25% discount on any order from Basic Gospel. It's our Christmas sale, and it's a great way to pick up a few gifts or stocking stuffers that teach the grace of God. So shop online now at store.basicgospel.net, or you can speak with Billy right now if you're hearing the broadcast live at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. But the website is the best way to go and shop. It's at store.basicgospel.net.
Yeah, and we have some of John's books there, The Cure, which is their best-selling book, and a book that's been all over the world and influencing and impacting people for change as far as their relationship with Christ is concerned. My favorite of John's books is On My Worst Day. Love that book. Brought me to tears several times as I read through some of the chapters.
And he's not an easy touch either, John.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my. And then, John, you guys have put out a new devotional, and you're excited about that. And share a little bit of the kind of reasons for writing that and what you hope people will gain from this new devotional.
Absolutely.
You guys have put out.
Well, thank you for even spending a moment on that. And if you would let me, I'd love to read a piece that I think kind of ties into what we've been talking about in a moment. But I go to bookstores, and so often the devotionals that are on the shelves just beat me up. I get to March 20th and I'm going, I can't take it anymore.
You make it that far.
This is too, March 20th. Yeah, if I skip a couple months, I can do that. But we wanted to write a book, a devotional that every day gave us hope in our identity and the grace of Jesus Christ. And so every page, every day that you would turn to would give that hope and that assurance and that encouragement over and over and over again in different angles. And we wanted to make it really street level so that it would be real practical. So what happens when somebody cuts you off in traffic and down to that. So, but we spent a lot of time around the Christmas season in December. And I felt like this piece, as I was looking at some of the pieces, would be so good on this show, because you've been talking about the love of God in 1 John 4. And so we did a four-part piece on Emmanuel. In December 23rd, it goes like this. He is in this terrible and beautiful season, the holidays. He's rushing around with you in the malls as you're trying to find gifts. He's with you and the carols make you sad, thinking of the Christmases that you can't bring back. He's with you in every moment, every memory, every hope, with intimacy stronger than words. He's drawing you to the cross in this very moment, the heart of Christmas, to pause in awe of his endless love. He is here to protect you from despair and the condemning voices, the regrets. He is here when you think that everyone might be truly better off without you around. He is here to whisper who you are. He is here to bundle up and walk beneath December's sky with you, hands in pockets, smiling with all the time in the world. He's here to declare your worth. He is here to be glorified, enjoyed, trusted, and worshiped by you. He'd love to drive around and look at the lights with you. He is God with us.
John, that's powerful. Wow. Yeah. That really is.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is. It really is. We've lost our gosh, just reverence and awe of Jesus, and you know, we have these little cliches now. You know, Jesus is the reason for the season, and boy, that just bounces off of us. Yeah. But you know, yeah, there was a person that was born, and it was light piercing into this darkness. It was God Almighty becoming flesh and dwelling among us, and the privilege that we have as believers in Jesus to know that this God who spoke and the world appeared is living inside of us, is enjoying, has become our very life. You know, as Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and boy, the majesty of who he is living inside of us is just beyond comprehension. I mean, it boggles the mind. And to think hustle and bustle of life with us is just, oh my goodness.
I think that has blown my mind. I think pain does this to you, Bob. You're saying it so well. Pain makes me ask the question, where is Jesus in my pain? And if he's Christ in us, actually, not just forensically or judicially, but if he truly lives within us, then every bit of my pain, he chooses to stay right in the middle of it and experience it exactly to the extent that I do, maybe even more, because I have the ability to medicate it. But he will not, and he stays there and says, I'm right here. And I go, what? Why would you love me like that? It would be enough if you just died for me on the cross so that I could be in heaven someday. But, and then somehow he's able to do that in my worst moment, in my fifth grade violation experience. And he's able then to turn around and go to a four-year-old's birthday party and laugh out loud. He is awesome. This one who put the rivers into their places, into their riverbeds, is also the one who shows up at the four-year-old's birthday party and laughs out loud and enjoys every single moment. He is so that Christ in me causes me to say, he's here. Oh my, he's not out there. I'm not a saved sinner, but I'm literally fused with him. Yeah. Christ in me. I can't tell where he starts up and I leave off. That is, when I get in touch with, even talking to you right now, I'm undone. So I think the challenge, I love that you're doing a conference in the spring. Everybody go, whatever the extended deadline, go to that, because these guys teach this and they teach it creatively. And I think that's our call. Every one of us who is teaching this grace, we have to give fresh words and fresh ways of saying this love is this powerful and this intimate, and it's for you. And you don't have to any longer keep him at arm's length because you don't think you're worthy. He has made you without condemnation, delightful and delighted in on your worst day.
What an incredible message.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, I know, John, some folks are going to be very interested in the devotional that you guys have put out. I assume that you have it available at the True Face website.
Yes, it's on Amazon. It's on any site, I think, iTunes or all the other sites that carry it. But it also is at our store, trueface.org. And if you order it there, I get to see the numbers add up on the whiteboard every day. So that's very encouraging for me.
So, what's the actual title of it?
Trust for Today. And it's put out by our team. So I wrote a lot of them, but some of them are written by Bruce McNichols. Some are written by, even the editor said, could I write a couple? John Blaze is such a magnificent. He did the editing for Brennan Manning, and he said, "Come on, I want to be part of this." And so Brittany Sorey has written a couple. David Pinkerton, some of the people in our office, Steen Hudson. So it's just a beautiful. You get to see multi generations teaching these truths every day for a year. I am so pleased with it. Yeah, along with what you guys have, it would be a wonderful gift to have under the tree for folks.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you so much for being with us, man. This time
indeed,
just
yeah.
flew by. And we'll have to do it again and really talk about Jesus and just be so grateful for all that he's done for us, but the fact that he lives in us. And every time I hear you speak and every time that we have a chance to talk, that's what I come away with is just a more vivid picture, a clearer understanding of this man named Jesus, God in human flesh, who bled, who died, who was buried, who was raised again, who rose from the dead so that I could be fused to him, so that I could have him living in me as my very life. So, John, keep communicating, keep telling that good news, as you would say, that original good news to as many people as you can. And you know you've got a fan base right here behind you, and we love you, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, and you know the same is true with us. It's so beautiful to watch what God's doing these days of letting us from different streams, different places that didn't even know we existed, and we're finding each other. And it's like we've been lifelong friends.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for you guys.
Have
Thank
a wonderful so Christmas, friend.
Thank you. You too. Both of you and your families. Great love to all of you.
Friends, well, please remember Basic Gospel and your year-end gift planning. If it's important to you to keep the message of grace in Christ Jesus on the air, then it's even more important for those who have yet to hear. Your gifts will make a difference. See all the ways that you can make your December gift when you visit basicgospel.net. In Canada, it's basicgospel.net. And remember, we'll be glad to send you a copy of our book. It's called Love Is, and love is a pretty good subject, I want you to know. So again, basicgospel.net or basicgospel.net/Canada. Remember also, 25% off any order from the Basic Gospel store. Visit store.basicgospel.net for all that information. Now for Bob and Richard and ministry team, and with thanks to John Lynch, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be here again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.